the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
It makes me happy, and that's what I want to be, happy here on the Edge with Danielle Isaac, okay, from Oregon. Brains, we're going to talk about entrepreneurial stuff, and you know what? We're going to have a real candid conversation about that big $25 word, because it's more to it than meets the eye, okay? We're going to talk about her homeschooling, her daughter, her being a wine enthusiast. And she's the author of not one, but two great books. She's got a great 30-day challenge. And, you know, we really want to kind of grab hold to what's going on in the world today, especially with women, the choices and the options that we have with regards to flexibility, life choices, how we earn money, or how we just enjoy our recreational time. So we want to welcome her to the Edge. Hello, Danielle Isaac.
Hi, April. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Say hi to the Brains.
Hello, Brains.
They love that. They love that. So let's start from the beginning. Tell us everything about Danielle Isaac.
Everything. Ooh.
okay, I think whatever you can squeeze in, you know, 30 minutes.
Yeah, right. I don't want to bore you guys. you know, one of the things that you touched on is that I'm an entrepreneur. But I didn't start out as an entrepreneur. I was in the corporate world, straight out of college. I went to college because I knew I wanted to be in business and wanted to work for a corporation. And I believed that I was going to do that till the day I retired, which I think a lot of people think, and have a nice pension. But I realized, like 18 years into that, that I wanted to do something more. And I had this little nagging feeling, this bug in my ear saying, you're supposed to be doing something more. And I said, yeah, but I have this nice cushy job over here. You know, I've got nice benefits. I've got good money. I'm making
absolutely, business. Absolutely. We don't talk about it because people think that, you know, being an entrepreneur is a challenge. I've been one since I was 5 years old, really, but for the last 11 years, and it's not for chumps. Sometimes it's easier to just go to the job and get a paycheck. So yes. What was your aha moment? What was the breaking point for you?
I think the longer I was in corporate, I was in management, and I oversaw a team of about 80 sales employees, and I had six supervisors, and it was a high pressure place. It was kind of like coming into a pressure cooker every day. It was very results driven, just a lot of competition, and you got to do your best, and we've got to be the best, and so I was in that environment for a long time, and that was all good, but at the same time, I just kept hearing this voice of, you're not supposed to stay here, you're supposed to be doing something more, you're supposed to be doing something more. Yeah, but you know, what is that, what exactly is that something more? And that's where I stayed stuck for actually several years, is not knowing what that something more was, until I went to a conference called Dream Builder Live. And while I was in that conference, the facilitator, Mary Morrissey, said, what is your vision? What would you really love to be doing with your life? And I was like, well, God, I mean, I don't even know, right? But she helped me paint that picture for myself and everybody in the audience. And I realized, like, more or less, I want to do what you're doing, but that seems so impossible. You know, here she was, a world-renowned speaker. She's an author. She's met the Dalai Lama. She's just an amazing person. I was like, more or less, I want to do what you're doing. But that just seemed absolutely outrageous because I was doing nothing like that in the corporate job. So that kind of opened my eyes to what I wanted to be doing. Then the second thing was, well, how do I do that? How do I make that big of a leap or that big of a change? It seemed really impossible at the time. But, you know, working with Mary, I signed up for her year-long program where she helped you start to think bigger. You can do this, but you got to keep visualizing, start believing that it's possible. You know, I know it seems impossible. Let go of the how. You're not going to know all the how. But she teaches you some of these important fundamentals that help me relax and go, okay, there's a way for me to get there. I may not see how to get there, but I can start baby stepping towards it. And so that's essentially what I started doing with her in her program, was stepping towards it.
Well, you know, why do you think that most people want to leave the structured corporate job, retail job? You know, a lot of times what it is because I think as a culture, we lack discipline. We don't want to be told what to do. You know, I know that was one of my issues. I had a wonderful corporate job. We went into the sales meeting just like you, very high pressure, you know, great money, but it was a pressure cooker. The CEO says, okay, I need you guys to make me $1 million today. Today, not in a week, but today. And I will reward you handsomely. I was like, okay, oh, we stuffed the channel with all this product. It was incredible. And it put that $1 million in perspective for me. But what really blew my wig back, or my afro back, was the next day. When we go in, no, a couple days, because he gave us a couple days off. He had the nerve to tell us that today's maximum is tomorrow's minimum, and we need to push. And I looked at him like he had antennas. I had had enough. I went home and I told Mr. Magnificent, I said, if I can make him $1 million in a day, I know I can make myself $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 within the course of a year. But I was tired of that. You know, people are tired of not having respect for the authoritarian figures, to go in maybe and have a pink slip, to have to wonder what's going to come through HR, to have to deal with the, you know, the knucklehead that's sitting next to you that has no respect for you, and you're not feeling fulfilled. So now that you're this entrepreneur, are you really fulfilled?
Yes.
Yes?
The long answer is yes.
Okay. And so what is it that filled your cup? Really, what is it outside of, you know, the flexibility? Because it's not freedom at all. Entrepreneurs on the grind 24/7. Building new contacts, getting new relationships. Again, you know, I'm getting ready to leave to go on vacation. I can't cash in vacation hours. I'm missing out on money. So what is it that is really your why? What's making you happy right now?
I think there's at least two things, and they're the same whys that caused me to leave in the first place. The first one was being able to be home with my daughter. I think that was a huge catalyst to me going, I have got to figure out how to get out of here. Not someday, but now, because she's growing up, she's getting older. I'm going to miss out on these years. I hated constantly having to tell her, no, mom's too busy. I can't go on that field trip with you. Mom's too busy. I got a bunch of meetings, or, you know, I've got a, yeah, I can't go with you on, you know, pick you up after school. You got to go to some after school daycare till 6 o'clock at night. You know, just constantly having to tell her no, not to mention I was completely exhausted. So when I did get home, I didn't have any energy left. You know, I would just kind of manage through the day as best as I could the rest of the day. But weekends, I was exhausted too. So I knew, you know, I think her, having her was a huge catalyst to me really wanting to change. So I had flexibility to be with her. And then I think the second thing was really that I really wanted to do work that was meaningful. Like, fulfilling to me is meaningful work where I'm making a difference in other people's lives. And I was able to do some of that in corporate, but not how I wanted to do it, not in the way that I wanted to do it. And so I always knew that I wanted to be a teacher of some sort. I always had a suspicion of what I would be teaching about. But it wasn't until I actually got to get out and create my own content and really start digging in with people and helping them learn how to change their own lives that I said, this is the work that I was meant to do. This is the work, helping people change their lives, have better lives. This is the work that lights me up. And so, like, you know, I see a client who's like making a big shift or pivot towards enjoying life more, having more fulfilling life, you know, enjoying being home with their daughter, things like that. And I'm like, yay. That's what lights me up. I'm like, yay. Yeah, we're not just talking about it. We're actually doing it now. Yay, right? That's what like gives me a high every single day, is just watching my clients make the shifts they need to make to where they do have more control over their life and they are enjoying.
Now, are most of your clients leaving a corporate structure or a traditional job and going into entrepreneurship? Or are you also helping them adjust edit, filter, and shift in their current environment?
Most of my clients are actually existing entrepreneurs or starting out entrepreneurs. So they've already made the leap. They've already started a business. They already know what they want to do. They've already started that. I have worked with a handful of people who are in corporate and wanting to transition out, for sure. But really what I love about working with entrepreneurs and people who are like serious about stepping into entrepreneurship is you really get that once you start a business and you start touching on this, the game is up here. The game is all up here. You've got to be willing to do the work. You've got to be willing to get up every day and say, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a successful entrepreneur. Like, you've got to be able to get your mind wrapped around the fact that it starts up here first. You got to believe that it's possible. You got to believe in yourself. You know, you've got to really work on your inner game so that your outer game is a reflection of what's
going on. Or you're going to be entrepreneur.
You will. And
again, you know, what people have to understand is that entrepreneurship is sometimes it's fictional to people. You don't understand. This is a grind. This, to me, in all honesty, brains, is the hardest job that you can have. And it's because you've got to build the business. You've got to brand the business. You've got to find the business. You've got to pay the business. You've got to have great customer relations. You got to be a risk taker. What about medical benefits for your family if you don't have someone to support you? 24/7, and then you start that cycle all over again. It's relationship capital. So being an entrepreneur is great, and it looks great on the outside. And I am not a Debbie Downer. Okay, I encourage everybody, if you not want to be a full-fledged entrepreneur, have a side hustle. But learn how to manage a business, keep your record straight, learn the articles of incorporation, you know, pay yourself, don't commingle your money. All of this is a part of it. It's not just this big dream that I'm going to open this bakery because I make great cupcakes and then I'm going to be the next, you know, Hostess Twinkie. It's a lot of work. And so you need a coach and you need someone like Danielle that has been there, done that, and got the t-shirt that's going to help you work through it. I see up there on your shelf, you have the word dream. And again, it is a dream. You don't want this to turn into a nightmare. Be careful, be cautious, do your research. So a part of that is, again, like I said, working with a great coach like you. And so you have a 30-day challenge. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I created a 30-day mindset challenge in January with a group of 10 people. It's the first time I've ever run this particular group program. But I wanted people to be able to dip their toe in the water and really see what it's like to work with a mindset coach. There's a lot of people who don't know what that even looks like and have never worked with a coach, never allowed themselves to do that. I would not be where I am had I not worked with a coach. In fact, I've had several coaches. I've invested in myself constantly year over year since I've left my corporate job. So I wanted people to have a taste of that, but also I wanted people to have an ability to really get some concrete mental shifts that they can start making in their own mindset that I know will start to create big differences in their lives. One of the things that you probably know this, April, that I tell people is one shift in your thinking can exponentially change your results.
Absolutely.
You take several shifts and you start to apply them in your life. And now we're really starting to create some big change in results. We're changing the trajectory of our thinking to change the trajectory of our life, basically. And so the 30-day mindset challenge is really getting people to start to shift their thinking around. So what I'd say more is a more entrepreneurial mindset. And even people who are existing entrepreneurs, I notice, don't necessarily have these mental shifts incorporated in them. I can tell because they're stressed out all the time. I can tell because they're not operating in their business high functioning. I can tell that they're getting in their own way and holding themselves back. So these shifts are actually designed to help people understand, like, you've got to make these four critical mental shifts just to have a strong foundation as an entrepreneur.
Right.
That's what we're doing in the 30-day mindset challenges. These are the four shifts I want you to embrace. Plus, I give them all kinds of other tools. One of the things I specialize in is helping people work in harmony with this thing called law of attraction. which there's all kinds of stuff out there about that. Lots of stuff, lots of coaches and YouTube videos and all sorts of things. And I'm like, it's important that you learn to work in harmony with the law if you want your business to grow with ease. But again, that means we've got to know how to do that with our own thinking, because the law is what you think about is what you get. What you think about is what you get, right? And so this is teaching people on what does that actually mean, and how do you start to shift your thinking so that you're actually creating better results in your life?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, accepting the reality that, you know, what you think about is what, like you said, you're going to manifest. And when you run into a bump in the road, that doesn't necessarily mean stop, right. But that means to, you know, pause, edit, filter, adjust. You know, another thing that cracks me up is people do vision boards, okay? We just went to a vision board session. Everything on their vision board was wonderful. And they were looking at mine. And they said, well, why do you have this rock? And why do you have this stop sign? Why do you have this bump? I said, because that's what life is about. Sometimes stopping, sometimes there's bumps in the road. And I want to be prepared for that, you know? And it's a realistic approach. It's not just all, you know, starry-eyed. So you talk about law of attraction. Give us, you know, one or two things that we could practice as individuals to really draw the things that we want positive in our life. What would you suggest?
Good. I love that question because I'm like, whoa, one or two things. I've got so many. But I think the one area that I focus on with my clients a lot, so a lot of my clients are just kind of, for the record, in burnout mode or close to burnout mode, because they have been grinding us away so long at getting results, whether it's in their, even if it's in their corporate job. You know, grinding away is a habit that most of us have. And what I tell people is most of the time you're grinding away at something and you're getting little results. And if that's happening, then we've got something in your own thinking that is causing you to not be creating the results that you want. And a lot of times that's called resistance. It's this thing that thinks, I have to work hard to get results. I have to work hard to get results. I have to work hard to get results. And I'd say, work hard, or what if it's, I just need to be committed. Take the steps. Take the steps every day. Take the steps I know that work. Continue to build. Take more steps, right? What if we could just keep taking steps, take action, take steps towards what we want? What happens is when people are like pushing hard up against what they want to create, like, I got to work really hard to get this, is they create unnecessary struggle, unnecessary resistance. And so you'll see this when people are trying to like date, like they're dating, they got to find that perfect soulmate or whatever.
And right. I've been on every dating website and no one's right. A bitch.
They're working so hard at it. It was so hard, right? Or if you're trying to get pregnant, like that was, you know, me. I was like trying everything to get pregnant and like taking the tests and giving the shots and blah, 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 and you're testing your ovulation.
Fly out.
And so, you know, one of the things I say is one of the best things you need to do with law of attraction, if you're working, you're like pushing up against that very thing that you want, you're actually getting in your own way. Like you're blocking the law just working for you. Right. And so you've got to ease up, ease up, relax, back off, like ease up.
Just sit with it sometimes. Just sit with it.
Yeah. I got pregnant when I stopped trying.
Yeah.
And I know so many stories of that. Like, I was just like, that's it. I'm done.
Exactly. You know, bingo. So you wrote not one, but two books. Share with us those publications and what's inside the pages.
Sure. I have, the first book I'll share is The Business Owner's Guide to Empowered Leadership.
Oh.
And this is, I co-wrote this with a friend of mine. Her name is Catherine Dager. She's been a business consultant for 30 years. Absolutely adore her. And it's proven strategies to engage your team, inspire high performance, and increase sales without micromanaging.
Well, what in the world is a micromanager? One reason why people want to leave corporate America is because somebody, but you know what? They have a job to do too. You know, somebody's breathing down their neck. So,
yes.
You know. But so, I always would do that, you know, in an interview. I ask the questions, honey. I interview them harder than they're interviewing me. And she said, well, I don't micromanage. Okay, so define that for me. What does that look like? Because everybody does it differently. You know, if somebody's sitting there watching you, every phone call you make, or dotting every I, crossing every T, it can be stressful and it can make you not want to be a productive employee. It just makes you want to hurry up and get out of there at 4:30 or 5 o'clock.
That is so true.
Well, tell me about your second book.
Okay. The second book is called Energized. And this book is for ambitious professionals. It's the Ambitious Professionals Guide to Have More Energy, Feel Fulfilled, and Feel Less Stressed. So this is for my burnout friends.
A few brains, let me tell you. She was kind enough to send not one, not two, but five copies. So you will have an opportunity to put like, love, or wow at the bottom and be entered to win one of Danielle Isaac's books. Now, one of your favorite pastimes outside of loving that daughter of yours, you're a wine enthusiast. Tell us a little bit about your love for wine.
Yeah, so I live in the wine valley, one of the wine valleys of Oregon, outside of Portland, Oregon. And we kind of landed here by accident. We lived here for about 4 years before I said, you know, we live in a gorgeous wine valley. Why don't we go wine tasting? And I started visiting some of the different wineries, and I hear mixed numbers. I hear that we have potentially up to 500 wineries in the area.
Oh, wow. Really?
Right? 750 in the state or something like this. So there's a ton of places to visit. So I bumped into a friend of, or I ended up meeting somebody and we became really good friends. She used to be a wine writer and travel writer. And now she works with the wine industry. She does social media for wine industries. And so she and I found out that we both love to visit new wineries. So I said, you know, why don't we do our appointments? She's my social media coach and I'm her business coach. And I said, why don't we do one of our meetings at a winery, and let's do a different one each week. And so that's what we have been doing. And it's been so much fun to just see all the variety of winery startups, tiny startups, mm-hmm. some of them really huge companies, some of them owned by California wineries now. Like we just went to a place owned by Francis Coppola.
Oh, wow.
Which was really cool. And then we started a women's wine club, basically women entrepreneurs getting together, drinking some wine, having fun, hanging out, connecting in this beautiful space that we live in. But I have just found that hanging out at wineries, A, these are people's dreams.
Right.
Sitting in the middle of that they've actually manifested.
Right.
And so I love to talk to the owners and say, what inspired you to start a winery, especially when there's so many others? What on earth, you know? But I love to hear, like, every single one of them had this, like, dream, and they pursued it. They followed it, even though most people thought they were crazy, you know. And then just being in those beautiful, some of them have gorgeous views of the hills around here. Some of them are down in old brick, you know, rustic buildings that are over here in the West Coast, like 100 years old is old, you know, but it's just,
yeah, right.
It was really fun.
It's beautiful. Okay, so now we've given the brains the yin and the yang when it comes to being an entrepreneur, following your dreams, stepping out on faith, starting a new job, what it looks like to manifest, what it looks like to dream, and to read a good book. And I thank you so much, Danielle Isaac, for having the courage to step out there and do it again, because sales jobs, I know, like you, that's some big cheese, but it can also be a big headache at the end. But, you know, being able to step back, sit with it, as we like to say, marinate in the cut, and really kind of find your passion. You know, it takes work and it takes dedication, and, you know, you have to be a risk taker. You really do, but you got to want it. And if you want it, like on her shelf, you can dream it, you can manifest it, and you can achieve it. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Danielle.
Best way to get a hold of me is to go to my website, DanielleIsaac.com. So I'll spell that for you. DanielleIsaac. Isaac is ISAAC. So DanielleIsaac. .com. And there's actually a free book on there too that you can download, an ebook that you can download on there.
Wow. We're going to have to make that a song. DanielleIsaac. What is
AAC.
It? AAC. Okay, I'm not a songwriter, Brains. I'm a podcaster.
I thought that was good.
But thank you so much. You have just been a wealth of information. I send you love and magnificent light because you are shining bright and brilliant. You're going to be able to help a lot of people make the choices. You guys, again, like I said, you have a choice here. And just ease into it gracefully. Enjoy the ride up. Don't be stressed out, okay? And if you get stressed out, call Danielle or me. Come back to the edge. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Maybe I'll come up there for some wine.
Yes, please.
All right. All right. All right. Bye-bye. All right.